Ohio MAGA representative allegedly threw hot water on his wife and put a gun to her head. Republicans are silent. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Ohio's 7th District Congressman is running for a third term while facing sworn allegations that he held a gun on his ex-wife, threw hot water at her, and shoved her into a wall. His ex-wife is the daughter of Ohio's senior United States Senator. Republican leaders in Washington and Columbus have responded to all of it with a shrug. Ask on Tuesday, July 21st, why House Republicans have kept Representative Max Miller in their conference while Democrats forced a Senate candidate out of a race over an assault allegation. House Speaker Mike Johnson offered a single line of defense. Quote, the key word there is allegation, end quote, Johnson said, according to MS Now. He added that the House Ethics Committee has a process, that he does not comment on investigations while they are underway, and that the standard applies to both parties. Miller has not been charged with a crime. He denies every allegation against him, and he has said so on camera, in court filings, and in a defamation lawsuit he filed against his ex-wife. Prosecutors brought no charges in connection with the injury that started the police investigation, and the county child welfare inquiry that followed did not substantiate abuse or neglect. Those facts are the strongest thing Miller has going for him. They are also the whole of the Republican response. What the record say? The allegations surfaced through an ordinary paperwork trail, a custody fight, a police report, and public records requests filed by news organizations. In February, detectives in Bay Village opened an investigation into how Miller and Emily Moreno's 2-year-old daughter suffered a broken collarbone. Moreno sat for a recorded interview. CNN obtained that recording through a public records request and published it in June. On the recording, Moreno describes an incident on New Year's Eve. She had turned on a light to change the baby's diaper, she said, and Miller became angry and started yelling. An officer asked when the gun came into it and what Miller did with it. Quote, holds it on me, end quote, Moreno answered. A police incident report released to reporters stated the gun was allegedly held to her head. Moreno told the officer she had described the incident to her therapist but had not gone to police because she did not think anyone would believe her. Asked in the interview whether she wanted to report it then, she declined. She also described a February confrontation during a custody exchange, saying Miller became angry over the timing of a birthday party and threw her into a wall. Miller told CNN the gun account is a complete fabrication and that every weapon he owns is locked in a safe. He disputed the wall allegation as well, pointing to text messages and home security video from that day. Quote, I am fighting to clear my name, end quote, he said. Moreno declined CNN's interview request. Her attorney noted that a judge has issued a restraining order covering both parties and said she intends to comply with it. TiffinOhio.net has reported on the underlying case since spring, including the Bay Village investigation, the photographs and filings describing a hot water incident, Moreno's move to throw out Miller's defamation suit under Ohio's anti-SLAPP law, and the contempt motion filed after Miller gave a media interview hours after a judge issued the restraining order. A 2,000-page record. This month, Mother Jones reporter Abby Vasoulis published findings from roughly 2,000 pages of court filings and police records obtained through public records requests. The trove, according to that reporting, includes allegations of drug use, verbal abuse, and violence toward multiple women across 2 decades. It also includes a 2011 toxicology report from a crash in which Miller drove into a light pole while a student at Miami University. Miller has long maintained he was not impaired. The report shows MDMA and Klonopin in his system. Mother Jones reported that Miller's spokesperson did not answer its questions about the toxicology findings. The same reporting revisits an incident from Miller's teens involving a young woman who says he pushed her down a flight of stairs. Miller previously denied it. The woman, now an adult, told Mother Jones the night remains among the most traumatic of her life. None of that has been tested in a courtroom. All of it is now part of the public record. In a congressional race. Silence from Ohio's senior senator. The most conspicuous quiet belongs to Senator Bernie Moreno, who took office in January 2025 and represents every Ohio county, including Seneca and Sandusky. In May, after Miller sued his daughter for defamation, Moreno told reporters his only comment was that he loves her and that her safety and his granddaughter's are his priority. He has said little since. He has not asked Miller to resign, has not asked the House to act, and has not publicly weighed in on his daughter's account. Miller, for his part, has said the two men keep the dispute out of the office. In a June interview with Spectrum News, he said he and the senator continue to conduct themselves professionally and do not bring the matter into work. In the same conversation, he accused Moreno's family of enabling a false narrative. Rolling Stone described the broader Republican posture this week as a practiced silence. The legal tangle keeps growing. Miller's response to the allegations has been to sue. He filed a defamation case against Moreno in May. She has moved to dismiss it under Ohio's anti-SLAPP statute, arguing that accusations against a sitting congressman on the ballot are protected speech. That strategy has now produced a second lawsuit against him. Former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, who dated Miller in 2019 and 2020 and later wrote that the relationship turned violent, sued him in Cuyahoga County in early July. Miller sued Grisham for defamation in 2021 and dropped the case in 2023 after both signed an agreement not to disparage each other. Grisham says his recent public comments broke it. Quote, "The settlement included certain promises that Congressman Miller made to our client Stephanie Grisham, and those promises were broken," end quote. Her attorney, former Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan, told the Ohio Capital Journal. Each filing has generated another round of coverage, and each round has put more of the record in front of voters. A safe seat that is no longer safe. The political effect is measurable. The Cook Political Report has moved Ohio's 7th District from, quote, solid Republican, end quote, to, quote, likely Republican, end quote, Newsweek reported. A survey by GBAO, a Democratic polling firm, conducted June 18, 20 among 500 likely voters, put Miller at 44% and Democrat Brian Poindexter at 43% inside the margin of error, with Poindexter leading by 17 points among independents. The poll was commissioned by Democratic-aligned interests and should be read with that in mind. Battleground Alliance, a PAC backed by the Service Employees International Union and the Communications Workers of America, is running about 100,000 robocalls in the district, referencing the allegations from both Moreno and Grisham. The group is targeting 40 districts nationwide, two of them in Ohio. Poindexter, a union ironworker and longtime Brook Park council member, is the Democrat on the ballot against Miller on Tuesday, November 3rd. Miller has said the allegations will not cost him the seat and that constituents have not raised his personal life with him. Why it matters here. Seneca and Sandusky County voters do not cast ballots in the 7th District. They do share a senator with it. The standard Speaker Johnson articulated on July 21st that an allegation is only an allegation and that the appropriate venue is a committee process he will not discuss, is the standard now governing what Ohio voters are entitled to know about the people who represent them. Applied consistently, it means a member of Congress can face a documented record of accusations from multiple women, a police investigation, two active lawsuits, and a court-ordered restraining order, and his party's response is that the matter is under review. Miller may well be telling the truth. No court has ruled on Moreno's allegations, and he is entitled to the presumption of innocence that every American gets. What voters are entitled to is a party willing to say out loud what it thinks about the evidence. So far on this one, Ohio Republicans have not.